If you would have told me today that we're going to be talking most of the show about legendary coach stepping down and retiring, I would not have thought it was going to be Bob Stoops. But that is the case today, as the breaking news this afternoon is that Bob Stoops retiring as head coach of Oklahoma at age 56. We will be talking a ton of that throughout the show here today, including just the initial reactions here in the opening segment. But there are a lot of effects, I think, to this move on K-State that we will get into on the show. I am John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner, as I am every day here on the show. Also coming up today, we have Jordy Nelson, Green Bay Packers wide receiver. He's got his benefit at Nelson's Landing this weekend. He'll join the show at 5:10. So certainly looking forward to that. But in some ways, the spotlight has been stolen from Jordy with this Bob Stoops breaking news within the last couple of hours. You can send your questions or comments to the game KMAN. We have a poll question that is up there right now. Do you think that this news about Bob Stoops greatly increases K-State's chance of winning the Big 12 this upcoming season? We'll get to the final results of that poll as we move throughout the show. But go ahead and weigh in there. And the phone number, if you want to call in today, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350. I'll be honest with you. This is about as shocking of a news story as I can remember in a long time. The one thing that compares in recent memory to just flat out stunning me was when we found out that Brad Underwood was going to Illinois. That elicited the same sort of reaction from me, but I think this may even be a step above that. Let's just start right there. I mean, absorbing all this news and all the different ripples that this is going to have throughout the Big 12 here in Manhattan for K-State, obviously at Oklahoma. The bottom line is it doesn't get much more shocking than a 56-year-old head coach at the top of his game at a top 10 all-time football program stepping down on June 7th.
I'm at the house that I'm moving into this weekend, and I'm painting, getting ready to turn my basement down there into a little man cave. In fact, there's some Big 12 championship memorabilia that's going to be hung up that references Oklahoma, and my phone's in my pocket, and it starts buzzing a little bit, and that's not totally abnormal, but I decided to put the paintbrush down, check the phone, and my first thought was some interesting fake news that we have going on here in the middle of the summer, and I open it up and see what's going on, and heck of a scoop by Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman actually getting the story before the statement came out, but absolutely unbelievable and completely, seismically changes the landscape of the Big 12, because every school is now wondering, all right, how can we now be the next top dog? Because the spot could be open if Lincoln Riley doesn't work out at OU.
The Big 12, I think, has a lot of reason to be honestly concerned about this. I know in the short term, everybody is going to be thinking about that next year, and K-State is a big part of that. We will talk plenty about it here throughout the show and just the overall impact on the Big 12. But first things first, let me go ahead and run down all the details here, because there's more than just Bob Stoops stepping down. He is retiring effective immediately. Lincoln Riley is now going to be the head coach. Not interim. He is the head coach at the University of Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley's 33 years old. He's the offensive coordinator. He has been a hot name in college football, but as young as Cliff Kingsbury is, and as crazy as we thought that idea was, Lincoln Riley is 4 years younger than Cliff Kingsbury. This is very, very similar to the move that that Texas Tech made in that regard. Bob Stoops is expected to stay with the university in some capacity as well. And as far as a reasoning for why he stepped down, Oklahoma did give out a press release where Bob Stoops had some comments. I mean, to summarize, he basically says he felt like the program was in a good spot with Lincoln Riley and that it was a good time to hand the reins to him, that they had a good jump start on their next recruiting class. He felt like things were in good enough order that he wants to go ahead and move on. And some of the initial reports coming out as far as his reasoning basically were just saying he wanted to go live his life. That has led to a lot of speculation about what may be the real reasoning here. I seem to be about the only person around that is willing to take a lot of this just at face value and believe Bob Stoops. But there's the conspiracy theorists out there that want to believe that some sort of scandal is coming at Oklahoma, and that's why Bob Stoops is getting out. I don't think that makes sense for a number of reasons. And if you want to, you were one of the first to bring that up to me and suggest that. Are you still feeling the same way? Because we can start right there. Just the reasoning for Bob Stoops doing this. It makes more sense to me than it does to some people. It's still shocking. Something can be shocking, but then you can go back and look at everything and say, okay, yeah, there is some logic to this.
I'm not... It's not like there's something going off in my head, like bells ringing about oh yeah, this absolutely has to mean that there's another shoe that's going to drop here, and Oklahoma is going to be hit with a massive bull ban or something else that's going to cripple the program. It's just the timing is just so strange to me, because I feel like even if his logic is true or his reasoning is true that Lincoln Riley has been groomed for this position, he's ready to take over, I feel like all of that stuff would have been true 3 or 4 months ago, and it would have made more sense to do it then than to do it now. But seeing more things come out about this, you know, I mentioned that to you before we saw some of the quotes from Bob Stoops. He is going to have a press conference here in a little over an hour, and so we'll learn a little bit more then. I'm backing off from that a little bit, but that doesn't mean that I don't think the timing is weird, because it is to me.
I just don't think when you're going to make a move like this and you're a guy like Bob Stoops and this is going to be such an impactful move, I don't think there is a perfect time or a good time to do this type of thing. And right now, I mean, you have the team for next year already in place. You have the recruiting class in tow, the 2017 class. It's not like you're bailing out on a recruiting class at the last minute. You have some experienced coaches that have been there for a while. I mean, the guy running the defense is Bob Stoops' brother, who has worked with him for a long time. He's been back at Oklahoma since 2012. He spent a ton of time in Norman. There are a lot of things to me that do actually make a decent amount of sense. And maybe we'll get more details on Bob Stoops about what ducks he had to get in a row, but that would be the other thing I would say, is that maybe there was something he was waiting on in terms of just making sure it was all good from the Oklahoma side to be as easy of a transition as possible, and all good from his side to go out on his own terms, because that's what's happening here. He is going out on his own terms. Here is another way to put into words what his reasoning is. This is from the press release. Quote, "The Bible says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I'm grateful for this season of my life and feel I've fulfilled my purpose here at OU as its head football coach." I think if he is staying with the university in some kind of capacity, that to me really takes away any kind of concern about a scandal being on the heels of this. When that has happened, we see coaches just turn and run. Pete Carroll ran to the NFL. You're not going to stay at the same school that you're at if you're expecting some sort of scandal to come on the heels of it. So I don't really buy much into that at all. And then just as far as overall, I mean, he is right. In this season of his life, college football coach, what is there left for Bob Stoops to prove? Bob Stoops, at least according to celebrity net worth, is worth $18 million. That seems low to me. The guy makes over $5 million a year. He's made more money, I'm sure, than he could have ever dreamed of. He's won a national championship. He's won 10 Big 12 titles. He's the all-time wins leader at a top 10 all-time school in college football. There's not anything left to prove for him. And the program has basically plateaued at a point where he's going to win 10 or 11 games every single year. They can't quite climb all the way to the national championship level that they were at in 2000. And it's been, in some ways, in that regard, stale, as crazy as that is to say, about how much they've won. But there is a staleness to it. And I can see, when you start reading into all that, how you would want to step away.
I mean, I'm with you there, and I think that there are a lot of Oklahoma fans that are going to have a lot tougher time with this than they expect if Lincoln Riley does not turn out to be the guy. You're talking about a guy who's 33 years old. There's going to be some sort of a learning curve here. If he is not able to sustain what Bob Stoops did at Oklahoma, you're going to see more Oklahoma fans missing him after the fact than maybe they do today. But still, it's just... It's so choreographed, you know, because we see the statements come out from like four different people in the OU athletic department, and something that's kind of strange to me is if there were that many people in the know on this, and with OU being the place that it is, how on earth did it stay quiet this long? And we haven't even seen reaction from players yet, because they're apparently right now in that meeting with Coach Stoops, but it's amazing that it just transpired the way that it did.
I will agree with you on that, but there were some signs that Oklahoma had been... Ducks were in a row, namely Lincoln Riley in May got a big-time raise. And there was some speculation then about, hey, is Lincoln Riley being groomed to be the next head coach? I don't think anyone expected it to be this fast. But then it was, all right, they're trying to do whatever they can to make sure Lincoln Riley is going to be here to maybe be the next head coach. So maybe it's not quite as much of a shock then to those in Norman who were speculating about that. I just think, to me, the bigger question is not, like, why did Bob Stoops do this? I'm buying at face value most of his reasons for saying this is why he wanted to step away. Bigger question to me becomes, how long does he stay away? Is this permanent? Do you stay away? He's still only 56 years old. Not everybody wants to be coaching until they're 78, like Bill Snyder. But even still, he's young enough that if you take a couple years off and decide that you still have the itch and you want to get back into it, I think that's still very, very possible here for Bob Stoops. And that is what I would wonder about more. Rather than why now, why is he doing it now, I wonder, how long is this thing going to last?
Well, and I know that there are a lot of people in Manhattan that are hearing that and wondering, succession plan, Bill Snyder, something like that. I don't know if that got any more likely today than it was yesterday, but I do agree with you that the timeline does kind of set up for him to give one more run at it if he wants to. I just think it's more likely that it'll be at an Alabama or be kind of like more like an Urban Meyer situation where he left at Florida, wanted to get, you know, his health in order, and then all of a sudden he takes the job at Ohio State because he knows he can go into Ohio State and not have the rebuild process. He just is automatically going to win. I think that it would be more likely we would see Bob Stoops either take a shot at the NFL maybe, but I would say more likely at an Alabama or a USC or one of the other blue blood schools.
He's going to be a hot name. There's no doubt about that. I know we've always joked around. That's been my thing for a long time. You find some way to finagle the timing to work out right. The Bob Stoops comes in here to K-State, and we do have a phone call about that. Coach Burns, if you stay on the line, we'll get to you here after the break. But we can talk about that coming up next, certainly, because that is something I'm sure a lot of people would be thinking about. Again, Bob Stoops retiring at Oklahoma. Is there any chance that crazy far-fetched dream happens of Bob Stoops winding up here in Manhattan? I think it's almost less likely now, but we'll talk about it coming up.